Good morning.
Good morning.
This past week, Rachel got a newsletter, quarterly newsletter from her college, and there was a story in it about recounting a missionary quite a few years ago who went to India as part of a rally. And at the rally, there was a large group of Indians there, and he spoke. And there was only one person that came forward, and he was kind of discouraged and thinking about all the hours that he had spent in preparing a message and all the people that heard the message, and only one person, and that was kind of heavy on him for quite a while. Well, it turned out that one person was Ravi Zacharias, and if you know Ravi, you know that his ministry has touched literally millions of people. This week I was thinking about the verse, Matthew 28:19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Did you know the disciples are something you can make? Isn't that incredible? Disciples can be made. You and I can make disciples. Have you ever tried it? Are you trying it now? I know there are excuses, because I've come up with a few of my own. We're too busy, we don't have time, not a social person. Or maybe it's someone else's job to make disciples. If you have the Spirit of Christ in you, then you are gifted to make disciples. You have that gifting to be able to make disciples. You just have to figure out that it's your job, that you're told by Scripture, and then you have to face the mental thoughts that come your way, because your enemy doesn't want you making disciples. And you'll hear things like these: "Maybe I should be discipling someone else, not this person. Maybe this person hasn't been converted. Maybe he wants me to go away and get lost." The enemy comes up with lots of things to distract us and turn us away from making disciples. In the week ahead, we're each one of us, we're going to have challenges and opportunities, but there are lost sheep. Imagine if you could reach one person. One person. It starts with prayer. It requires intentional effort on our part. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we have focused too much on our business, on our kingdom. Lord, we want to put your kingdom first. We want to put others first. We want to lose our life for your sake, Lord, that we might keep it. And we ask forgiveness for this sin. And we can't imagine, Lord, how a life could be changed if we could disciple them and share the truth of your word, your incredible word. We can imagine how our church would be changed if several people made disciples. We could imagine our community changing if more people made disciples. Lord, we ask for the vision, for the inner strength. We ask for the guidance of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to do your work for your glory. In Jesus' name,